What patterns have you discovered about terrorists?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, we don't discuss exactly what we've done in a classified context, nor am I allowed to. But for example, in the Sinjar case, which is a case that was discussed in the public, we took a data set that lots of people had looked at, some of the world's experts, and we found that there was a group of people that lived in a village that was responsible for most of the attacks in Iraq. And we found out they were responsible for most of the money and most of the attacks. Now, that's very valuable and highly actionable information. If you know all the real attacks are coming from one source, there's a lot you can do about that.